This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi, and welcome to all of you who are joining us today. I have a very special guest on the line, and for those of you who are interested in working from home or creating a website for commerce, you don't want to miss this episode with Leah Neiman. Leah has been known for her website, KerClick, which she co-founded, and you can also find her at Leah Neiman, and that is LEAHNIEMAN.com, and KerClick, and that is CURRCLICK.com. Well, welcome, Leah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, good. This is the first time we've had a chance to meet, although we've probably been virtual friends for a long time, and I've known of you and have purchased things from KerClick over the years. And I remember when you started at Leah. How long ago was that now?
The site launched back in, KerClick launched back in 2005, but Steely and I were working on it for probably about a year and a half before the site actually launched, just behind the scenes, getting publishers on board and working with our tech team and all that kind of good stuff, getting the site actually launched. So we began probably about a year and a half before we launched.
Okay. And so when you, came up with this idea, was it something that you had been thinking about for a while, or was it to fill a need? Because I know a lot of times people create things when there's something that they can't find. Like, that's how I started writing my book. I looked for something that would help me teach using a multitude of books that I had purchased on creation, and I couldn't find a study guide or anything that would incorporate a lot of different books. So I had all these books and didn't know what to do with them, so I partnered with someone, and then we wrote the study guide. So was that, did it fulfill a need for you, or something that that you wanted to, find or use for yourself?
Yeah, well, actually, that is basically our story. Staley and I were homeschooling moms. We were both friends, and Staley was in the publishing industry, and that was her background. And at that time, there really wasn't homeschool curriculum that was in ebook form. Very little of it on the market, and she had this idea to begin homeschool we launched this homeschool e-store at the time. And I had been using what very little e-curriculum there was on the market, and mainly at that time it was mainstream curriculum, like Scholastic and Evanmore at that time had some e-curriculum. But I was a big, what we like to term as a homeschool curriculum junkie. So we were very eclectic in our homeschool approach, and I had two very different learners in my home, so we had lots of curriculum, and so we began talking, and she said, how would you like to join me on this venture? And so that's kind of how we began. So that's kind of the story of how we began working together.
That's wonderful. And you have really grown from just e-products to, if I remember correctly, even printing now.
Yes, we have a print program for publishers, so that publishers who would like to begin offering their titles in printed form can do that easily. And we offer live online classes as well. So it's kind of a whole scope of educational products and services that publishers can offer for homeschool families.
And that's really great, because you're right. When I wrote my first book on writing and publishing, I didn't even include a section on ebooks because it was so new, and I am a book junkie and didn't think anything in an ebook format was a real book. But when I gave my first talk and I asked how many people had purchased a substantial book, like I said, you know, who has purchased a short ebook? And of course, 90% of the hands went up. But when I asked who had purchased a substantial ebook, I was shocked, Leah, because the numbers were, you know, not 90, but about 80% of the room. And it was a large room. And I was really surprised. And I thought, you know, gosh, I need to update this book already to include that. And, you know, it really has been, for so many different reasons, a savings for parents to be able to use that ebook format over the printed. And I know we sell, most of our ebooks really are still sold overseas and things like that. But our sales are probably equal. And, you know, it's always amazes me because I like to have a book in hand, but then people can go ahead and print them out. And like you said, your services just added that whole element, which is really exciting. Well, you know what? We jumped right in because I was so excited about the topic, but tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, I have two children, both of whom have now graduated from our homeschool. My youngest crossed the finish line this year, and he will be going off to college in the fall. So we've kind of finished that homeschool journey and are off into our next phase, but we live in the Midwest. We live in central Illinois. And like I said, I have two very different learners, so our approach has always been very eclectic, and I think that's kind of reflected in our whole approach to the website. You know, we offer a lot of curriculum that's, you know, just from a wide range, from lab books to unit studies to full curriculum. And so our approach has been kind of, you know, just publishers can bring whatever they offer and parents can pick and choose what's a fit for their family. And that's kind of been the approach to our website because we know that homeschool families are all going to come with different needs, and that's kind of really a lot of the basis of homeschooling. We all have different needs. We all have different learners. We all have different reasons why we're homeschooling, and so that's really, you know, kind of how we've approached the website because I think that even those of us who are working kind of on the site, we've kind of found that in our families. So, that's a little bit about kind of how we approach the website, and I think it's kind of a little bit about our families. And even my approach to homeschooling, I always tell people, like, when I hear people's homeschool stories, you know, we hear the stories of, like, oh, I just looked at my baby, and I knew that I was always going to homeschool. And sometimes I think I feel badly about that when I hear those stories, and I go, oh, that wasn't my story. Our story was my husband was in the Navy, and he got out, and we moved back. Back to the area that he grew up, and we had always said we were going to send our kids to private school because public wasn't really an option where we live. And when we did that, my husband was second shift. He's always been second or third shift, mainly second. And so when my daughter started going to school full time, we quickly realized that that was not really an option that allowed us any type of family time at all. And so very quickly, probably within a month or so, my daughter was crying all the time because she didn't get to see dad at all. And we realized that, wow, this is not going to work long term. And we didn't see an end in sight to where my husband's shift was going to change. And so we started beginning to say, okay, how are we going to fit family life around school or whatever? And so I kind of tossed out, like, well, I guess I could homeschool, kind of like when someone says, how are you doing? And you're really not expecting them to tell you really how they're doing. You're kind of being polite, you know? And he immediately said, oh, that would be great. And then I cried for 3 days. Not because I really didn't want to do it, because I was overwhelmed at, like, what it was going to involve and the change it was going to be in my life. But it ended up being the best thing ever for our family. And along the way, I realized all of the great things about homeschooling. So I don't say that as like it was a horrible thing. It just was, I kind of said yes and then had to process how that was going to look for our family and the change that it meant for me personally.
Right.
And I said it like the homeschool convention in our town was on Saturday, and I said yes, like on a Monday. So I literally missed the homeschool convention. And so that first year, it was all research kind of by myself, you know, alone, by myself. And so I did a lot of stuff online, which is kind of interesting because, you know, Kirkclick and a lot of the online stuff we do is, you know,
right.
I connect with people online. So it's kind of interesting that I spun into this world of, you know, social media and online and, you know, everything. But that's kind of the
right.
story of how we began to homeschool. So, anyway.
Yeah, and that, you know, I would actually talk people out of homeschooling, I guess, so not too far behind you in that because I had an education degree and what were all these people doing thinking that they can homeschool, you know, which is really fallacy thinking on my part. But the few people that I knew were just not disciplined themselves in their family life or, you know, raising kids, you know, and so that was my big excuse for the one family. But you know, and then, of course, they came back later and said, oh, I hear you're homeschooling. You didn't think we should. But, yeah, so that was kind of hard. But, you know, it is. A choice that each family makes on their own and in their own timing. And so I know for us, it too became the biggest blessing. And now I get to see my daughter homeschooling her little ones. And
mm-hmm.
it's really exciting to see the legacy continue. And I have two more at home. I'm both in high school. So we're going to near our journey soon, near ending our journey soon. So, you know, it's a little bittersweet because I'm glad I had the two older and then the next three, and I was really happy because it kept us in the homeschool mode longer. And, you know, and it's just, I think there's so much that we can offer families because both of us have started businesses. Mine was, I think, a little bit more accidental than yours. I think
mm-hmm.
you had kind of a vision, but I had begun writing, but not, you know, what I ended up writing the most of. And, you know, it came out of speaking. And so, you know, however you end up in a business, unless you have a business degree or you're really good at writing that business plan, which I still to this day have to learn to write better, then I think that, you know, we really tend to flounder a little bit until we get our feet under us. And so, you know, some of what we're going to talk about today is, you know, working from home and a little bit about what that entails in the form of success, teaching our kids the value of watching their parents struggle. You know, sometimes it's self-sacrifice and sometimes it's the whole family sacrifice. And, you know, also, you know, what some little gems and tidbits that you've learned. So, you know, why don't you share with us, you know, something that you have found, you know, especially when you started your business, you know, if you're like I was, you're just doing the best you can day after day and putting out fires and just getting things organized and together. So, you know, unless you are one of these long range idea people. But, you know, what you can share since I give you a chance to talk. But, you know, is there something you wish you could have done differently in business?
I think starting out, you know, I mean, when Stanley and I started, I think we were very, I think, naive and how much we were going to need to work. I think is, you know, we thought, oh, you know, because of the type of model that we had, I think we thought that we could work a lot fewer hours than, you know, once we initially got everything rolling, we thought we could work part-time. And then as we added online classes and things, it you know, our hours grew. Luckily for us, our kids got older before we needed to work. You know, I'm at 50 hours a week now, but
wow.
My kids are older, so that's worked out okay. But you know, it was tough in the beginning because there were years where our kids were probably, I think the toughest years were probably when the kids were middle school. I didn't realize that the balance, I think, of work and homeschooling. Those were the years where it was really hard to balance, you know, the hours that my
mm-hmm.
family needed me and that I needed to put into the business. So hindsight, those years were probably tough. And there just was a lot of communication that within the family. Okay, you know, this is going to be required, and where does mom put her time? So I think the blessing of that was that the family, my family was really super supportive, and they've always been really behind what I've done. If that had not been the case, there may have been a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But the family has always been really supportive and proud of the company itself and what, you know, the vision of it, I think. So that's been really good. But yes, that can be that can be a huge pitfall, I think, is because sometimes it's hard to forecast, I think, the growth, the actual growth of
right.
of something that you're starting. So I think that's something to look out for. And I think what you need to do is know when you need to maybe get help. For instance, okay, do I need to put hours in and maybe get someone to help come in to the home and help with something like, do I need to have someone come in and help clean? Or do I need
right.
to, you know, hire a service that, you know, brings in groceries? Or can we afford to do that? Those are decisions that you have to make as a working homeschooling mom. Do we do things like, for us, we did online classes for high school. And my kids loved that. That was a good decision for us. But I needed to at that point facilitate my kids' learning and not feel like I had to do everything
right.
as far as the actual teaching. So those are some of the decisions that you need to start making.
Did you have long-term plans in as far as, you know, what your vision was and where you were growing your business to?
Yes, but then you also have to make decisions because the whole online class thing came in, and that wasn't something that was even on our mind in 2005 when we launched. That came about, you know, a couple years later. So, yes and no. You have to be a visionary in the sense that when you see something, you don't make a knee-jerk reaction, but you make a decision based on, okay, here's where the market's going, and this is strategic and smart.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So
online
classes a couple years later started to become a thing, and Staley was like, wow, online classes, that fits our marketplace. That's a need. And a lot of that, I think a lot of that for us came from actually being homeschool moms that were in the industry. We were using it, and we hadn't, you know, we had the same needs as those we were serving.
Right.
And I think that was key for us. And I think sometimes that's helpful. So I think that actually was a plus for us in that situation. And it's interesting because when I'm on the convention floor now, a lot of the most helpful conversations and a lot of the most meaningful conversations I have are some of those parents who are coming that are now parents who are homeschooling, that are working, or that are not just this, you know, single income families, or they're families that are, you know, maybe the mom is working part time or whatever, and they're using online classes. So you're just seeing all kinds of all families from all different walks of life coming. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, there is a real need. And, you know, it's interesting that you said that, because that was how our, you know, our business grew. And my husband said it was a hobby that ate the house. That's how he described
mm-hmm.
our growth at the very beginning. And yet we decided to do something different, and that was not attend a lot of conferences, because that was something he didn't want me to do. The first year we did, and we were all over. And after that first year, he just sat me down and said, "You know, I'm really proud of you. I think this is great." But he knew I wasn't going to pile the kids up and start traveling on my own.
Yeah.
So it was something we decided, and I just said, "Okay, Lord, you know, if you want this business to go, then, you know, you're going to have to take care of it." And we had, you know, at one time when there were so many more vendors than there are now, but we had about, you know, I want to say 186 vendors, you know,
mm-hmm.
all sizes. And you know, it's trickled way down now, just because, you know, the industry has changed so much. But my online orders have sustained this company, and also, you know, some of the bigger vendors. So, you know, it does fluctuate and change, and I have to admit, Leah, it took me many, many, many years before I sold ebooks of my products. And, you know, it was because I had started in 1994, and, you know, nobody had ebooks, and everybody wanted a printed book. And
mm-hmm.
and it was at the very beginning of that era with people asking questions like, you know, what if somebody steals it or goes and prints it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so people would encrypt their ebooks. And it was just, you know, a growing process that people had to get through and understand what it meant going from traditionally publishing to, you know, creating an electronic product. And it really, you know, it worked for my business. But it was something that was a struggle for a while.
Right.
When we come back, I want to continue with this discussion. And I really want to encourage you, moms, who are listening, that working from home is an option. And really, homeschooling, as we explained, dovetails beautifully into it. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter, Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American History and an American Government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon. Well, hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today my guest is Leah Neiman with KerClick.com. And Leah and I have been chatting about homeschooling and working from home and some of the little bit of the trials and tribulations that come along with that, but really many blessings. And I don't know about you, Leah, but I have kids that have actually helped in the business. None of them have helped happily at times, but I remember when I first took over the Ultimate Homeschool Expo, and you know, Cindy Rushton is just an amazing lady and did all the stuff herself. And when it came down to editing audios, that just threw me for a loop. Not that I couldn't do it, it just was time consuming. And that's why I've devised this other system here where we don't have to do a lot of editing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I had to do before one of the really big expos was enlist help from my husband and my two of the older of the younger kids, because the other two were grown up and out of the house. And so, you know, that was something that they ended up learning to do extremely well. And that was such a blessing to me, you know, and I did pay them a little something for their help. But, you know, even when Christina and I wrote the novels, and this is my second oldest child, first daughter, she hated to pack. I mean, we'd have all these book orders, and I'd be all excited, and she'd say, "Oh, really, Mom, I have to help pack books." You know, I'm thinking, "Oh, no problem. You just go read a book, and I'll do this on my own." You know, and I was like, "Of course, yes, you do. Here are the invoices, and go pack them." You know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, so I don't know if you know, mine's a little bit more. It's different in that we do ship and we do that sort of thing, but I just wondered if yours was similar with your experiences with your children.
Yeah, we fortunately we don't have the packing, and I have heard lots of stories about packing orders. We haven't had that. We did have a situation where we did catalogs for a convention last year, and we have our driveway, there's a hill at the end of it, and they brought a semi, and the guy was at the end of our driveway, which is, you know, a steep hill, and those catalogs, they're like 50 to 80 pounds a box, and there were boxes and boxes and boxes of
them. Wow.
And it was like, you know, it was early morning and the summer, hot summer day, and the guy is at the end of the driveway, and that's where they wanted to deliver them, like just at the end.
Oh, no.
bring it up your driveway, and no one wanted to go, you know, help cart these catalogs, which understandably, I mean, I didn't even want to, and so, yeah, we ended up getting them in the car, and that wasn't a pleasant experience. But the kids have done conventions with me, but that's actually been a really great experience, because it's my kids have been older as we've done that, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, older high school, and it's actually given them.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Yes, it's been good. It's given them travel experience, so that as they've gone off to college, I haven't worried about them traveling on their own, because they've had so much travel experience that as a mom, I'm like, oh, yeah, they can travel alone. Where a lot of my friends whose kids have gone to college and that's been the first time they've traveled and it's been kind of by themselves, I'm like, oh, no, my kids are totally familiar with airports and flying and, you know, navigating, you know, all kinds of experiences,
right.
And airports and things like that. They're totally fine because they've had, you know, a couple years of traveling with me to conventions. So that's actually been a blessing. One of the blessings.
Well, that's great.
As we're talking about working, that's been a really good, and also, you know, standing there and having these experiences of talking to all these different people, that's giving them kind of great marketing type experience and all different sorts of experiences. So I felt really good about them going off to all sorts of situations because of that. So that's kind of been one of the blessings, as you mentioned, of of working at home.
So when you go to conventions, do you sell product there? Can people purchase product, or is it mainly just telling them about your website?
Yes, we don't sell any physical product at our booth. It's simply just telling them about the our website and our online classes,
Okay. Which,
again, has been kind of a benefit of having someone that's a teen or a young adult in the booth who has actually used the classes.
Right.
So that's been a good thing. And back to what you said about, the hardship of traveling with your kids and you know, that conversation
right.
you have with your husband, that was exactly our story. We did not travel when we were young, when we were a young company with young kids, and we made that hard decision, and we said, you know what, we can't. We did it in 2007. We did a couple conventions, and we were like, wow, this is really hard.
Hard work with little ones.
Hard was because we were young homeschool moms at that time. Our kids
right.
were younger, and we just made the decision that our best marketing is online, and it was
mm-hmm.
really too hard for us to try to do that and travel with our kids and homeschool and do everything. And so we made the decision to wait until our kids were older and then do that where it made sense. So I totally get that decision. And it just sometimes you have to make those decisions about what's the best, you know, what's doable
yeah.
and what makes sense. So.
Yeah. And I always say you can't outgive God, Leah. You know, that he
mm-hmm.
still blesses it, and he, you know, honors our commitment to our families. And I really have to say that with this new network, my workload has really lessened, if that's possible, because I still have the publishing company and I still have the expo. But it's I put some key people in place to help me because I just knew
right.
that if I was going to move forward, that's what I would need to do. And that has been a blessing to, you know, gather a little team and that has helped. And then, you know, we did have someone clean for many, many, many years. And then when everybody was in their middle, you know, teen years, my husband said, okay, enough with the cleaning lady. I'm going to help. And I, we just like all looked at him in shock. I don't think the man ever had mopped a floor in his life. He's one of five children and they're all girls. And he was very spoiled as a, you know, a son. As his sisters put it, he just practiced playing baseball and they did all the work, but, you know, and so he did. He pitched in, and everybody helped clean. And you know, we had certain days set aside for certain things. And I'm just amazed. But then we use that money toward other things, and so that's fun as well. You know,
right.
things that we've been able to enjoy as a family. And you know, it does. It changes as your kids get older, and you can reevaluate how you want it to work. But I know for me. It has been a big blessing for our family. It has, you know, helped financially in some areas when it was needed, you know. And I'm always amazed, aren't you, when you look at where KerClick was and where it is today. Aren't you amazed, Leah? That,
oh, yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, Stanley and I can remember when we had 12 people that had signed up for accounts, and we were like, probably they were probably all family. And I can remember 212. I don't know why that number sticks in my head. I can remember 212. And, you know, now we're over 200,000 customers. So it's,
wow.
There are certain numbers that we can remember. And it's, you know, word of mouth has probably been the biggest form of advertising. So it just, I think it speaks to how homeschool families really kind of, you know, have a heart for each other and like to support each other. Yes, and I think I think as well that when you are really putting your heart into it and, you know, honoring your time and you know, putting first things first, that things do, you know, they'll work out. And so.
Well, we have a few questions here, so let's go ahead and take your questions. And I think The first I'll read is, these are out of order, but is just a comment. And this lady says, I'm a blogger and find it is taking more and more of my time. Thanks for sharing about hiring people. When I did, it was the best thing I've ever done. It freed up my time to spend with my family. So, okay. Well, thanks so much for your comments. Okay, another question here. I want to begin a business. I make custom crafts, but I'm afraid it will take too much time away from my family. How do you find balance?
I think, number one, it does take time, and I think what you have to look at is that time, is the investment worth it in the end? So you want that time to be able to put back into your family. So as we looked at it, my kids have benefited from what we've been able to offer. So you kind of just want to be able to look at that and say, okay, is this going to pour back into my family, or is it going to be a huge drain? I think too, as a working homeschooling mom, we call it an open door policy in my house. So you want to have this kind of gentle balance. Like this morning I got up and I told my family, okay, I have an interview. So we know that, like, we can't walk into mom's office when she has an interview or when she's on in a Skype meeting or something like that. But as a general rule of thumb, my office door is open to my family. So I'm approachable if they have something, especially with homeschooling, when we were homeschooling. I wanted them to feel like they could come into my office and ask me a question. I didn't want these work hours that just shut them out because we were mm-hmm. homeschooling. But they still needed, as they grew and got older to know, okay, mom doesn't need to be disrupted with, mom, can I have a glass of milk? Or can I get an apple? Like, as they grow and get older, they know, when to come if I'm in the middle of doing a project, what's an interruptible moment? What does mom need to be interrupted for? So it's kind of teaching kids those bounds too. So I think that's an important aspect of when you're working at home, teaching your kids, come to mom when you have a question on a research paper that you need to be and have that open door policy for that. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. And my kids are sneaky sometimes, and they close my office door when they don't want to get their stuff done. We have revamped my office, which used to be Christina's bedroom, and in our big loft area where our schoolroom was. And I had two office sets of furniture that got moved from somewhere else because Michael needed his Lego area. So anyway, that got moved out, and I feel like I could dance in my office, just like this whole freeing thing. And my oldest of the younger kids' son, who's done homeschooling, he goes, Mom, I think you really should put a table out here and just bring your computer out to keep an eye on these guys. And I go, no, the guy that needed to keep an eye on has graduated and done. They're actually doing really well. But, it's so funny. He was making his little recommendation, he thought, I just didn't know. But, they did have a little too much fun, let's put it that way, at times.
Yeah.
Okay, another question that's a little bit tough, and she says, I want to begin a business, but I'm afraid I won't get the support from my husband. What do you suggest?
That's a tough one. I think you do need that support just because it's tough, and I know that personally, in our home, we hit stages where it just wouldn't have worked if I didn't have that support. I would say, if not, you at least need it from somewhere. I don't know if you have family close by or whatever, but I do think you need that support sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
I know.
If you don't have your husband's support, then you need to go back and, really pray and seek the Lord. I didn't know how my husband would feel because I do an awful lot with him and his businesses, and I still do. I've added another hat, which is marketing for one of his businesses locally, as if I needed anything else to do. Mm-hmm. And the funniest story, because I really did not want to, and I was complaining to a few of my really close friends about it, and I just said, I don't see this glorifying God in any way. You know, it has to have this noble purpose for me to jump in. And so I just gave it to the Lord and said, okay, he wants me to do it, I'll be obedient and I'll do it. And it has helped his business an awful lot, and it's 1 hour and a half in the morning, very early, on a Thursday morning, so it's not, you know, terribly horrible. But the funniest thing was I got a call from one of the area directors, and I've been in this group all of a month and a half, Leah, okay? So I'm definitely not a veteran in this group. And she goes, oh, I don't know if you've heard, we're having elections and your name came up as president. I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I said to this lady, I said, I just got in this group. No. Oh, gosh. So we just, everyone around here just has been laughing about it. But, you know, you get into these things, and I think, you know, you give it your all as it should be, but it really needs to have your husband's support. And sometimes, you know, I definitely support him, sometimes grudgingly, in certain things where I have to be a little bit more hands-on than I want to be. But the Lord will bless it. And, you know, if your husband says no, and because it sounds like she hasn't asked yet, you know, if your husband says, and if you want to go in the chat box or the Q&A box and clarify, I'll look for that. But if he hasn't, you know, if you haven't, okay, hold on. Yes, she does. I haven't asked him yet. Okay, well, go to the Lord in prayer and seek the Lord first in the best timing and how you should do it. And if he says no, then it's not for now. And just wait upon the Lord and your husband. And who knows, your husband may come up to you and say, you know, I think this is a really good time to start. Because we had, you know, this housing recession in Southwest Florida. My husband's a builder, and he has a home inspection company, and nothing like putting all your eggs in the real estate basket. But when there was a dip in the market, that was the first thing he did, was he said, you know, I think you need to step up Media Angels a notch. And, you know, he was really, really supportive. And right about that time, that's when I bought the Expo. So I think that there are different seasons for different things. There is no way I could have run that. I don't know how Cindy did it, but there was no way I could have run that Ultimate Homeschool Expo with little kids. You know, it just would not have worked for me at all. It was really a lot of planning and scheduling and things that are not my niche. My niche is this, you know, pick up the phone and talk and, you know, have a big vision and a plan, but not, you know, those tedious things. I have somebody wonderful who helps me with all of those details. So I think that you have to do what it is that you're called to do. You know, do get the support of your family. That's very important. And I've had my kids complain to me, to be honest, Leah, from time to time. And that's when mm-hmm. I've said, okay, let me sit back and evaluate. You know, there are certain things that I never missed any of the games, any of the events or things like that. You know, that was one of the reasons with Mommy Danny's night that I ended up handing that off because to LaToya Edwards, who's doing a great job with it. But because it was just too much time and evening, you right. know, evening time when my kids had games or they had, you know, different events at night, or I was sitting in the car trying to, you know, host a show and, you know, missing something. So, I finally decided that, you know, this season anyway, you know, the evening things are just not going to work for me.
Right.
You know, and again, you know, you reevaluate and see how it goes. And it sounds like you've got quite a few years left in Kirk Click. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see how you guys grow and change as the years foresee? Do you have any things that you can share about anything new coming along, or is it just growing what you have?
Yeah, I mean, the classes are definitely, online classes are just growing by, you know, leaps and bounds. So I fully expect those to keep growing and, you know, of course, ebooks continue to grow. And I like to tell people in 2007 when we first did our first convention, you know, we were explaining to people what an ebook was. And sometimes
I hear you. I think that's when my book came out. I think that's when my book came out on writing and publishing.
Yeah, and now, I mean, that's just a term, you know, everyone knows. So it's pretty exciting. And now just the technology for online classes is, I mean, truly amazing. It's, kids really can have an experience that's so similar to a traditional class experience, really, where they're able to interact with the teacher in a way and, you know, ask a question. And so it's that whole growth there and what's possible is really exciting. So I'm excited about the development there and the development into, you know, all sorts of options as far as what we're able to do with different class options. So,
that's great.
So we're excited about that.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, Leah, it has been great having you on. And give us your website again.
Yeah, it's kirkquick.com. And then I have a website, a personal website, leahneiman.com, where I just talk about, you know, connecting with your family, social media, type issues, so that's available as well.
Wonderful. Well, you keep growing and keep serving homeschool families like you have been, and I just, you know, pray that the Lord continues to bless you in your work, and hope we'll chat again soon in the near future.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Again.
Thanks for having me on. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. If you've enjoyed this show, please check out some of our other Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network shows.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.